The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray's engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. Big smile on his face. Hope you had a great weekend. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, August the 13th, 2018, coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have our worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All of our podcasts and the complete show archive available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Anytime during the hour today you'd like to join us, 790-2040. Our Monday political face-off is the way we begin each Monday here on the Buckmaster Show. Our commentators today, John Munger is with us, well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, or is it president?
President.
I got to change my copy
here. Now they've
here.
Changed it.
Now they've changed it back?
They've changed it to chair, but when I was there, it was president.
Well, so now I'm current after not being current for many weeks. All right. John also ran in 2010. He ran for governor, and it's always good to see you, John.
Thanks good to see you, Bill,
us.
And Jeff.
Jeff Rogers with us. Jeff, the longtime Pima County chair of the Democratic Party, served for two terms, right, Jeff?
Correct.
And it's always a pleasure to have you on the program as well, Jeff. Thank you.
Glad to be here.
The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe is the place for those custom frame mirrors. We had Moe take care of that for us in a couple of our bathrooms. They look beautiful. He's got some great art at the shop, but where he really excels, he's the iconic picture framer in this town. And not only will he frame your work, but he will come out and make sure it's properly placed on your walls. So that's a nice little extra that Mo does. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. John, you had a great trip over to Portugal.
I did.
How'd it go? What was your impression?
It was far better than I ever anticipated. I didn't know what to expect going over, but whatever I expected, this exceeded all expectations.
Portugal flies kind of under the radar screen for American travelers.
It's a great country, and the people were just delightful, beautiful, great port wine.
Mm-hmm. Up in Porto?
Yeah.
Well, there's the next time you go back to Portugal, you'll have to take a 90-minute flight down to the island, Portuguese island of Madeira, which is one of the most beautiful islands, and I've been, as you know, fairly well traveled over 100 countries. Madeira is an incredibly beautiful place.
I'd like to go there.
The island of Madeira. Jeff, how was your weekend? Not as exotic, maybe, as John traveling to Portugal.
Just a routine weekend. Got some horseback riding in and just puttered around the house other than that.
Jeff, okay. That article that I had both of you take a look at in the Wall Street Journal, Arizona Republicans Brace for a Storm. Interesting article, Jeff, about the changing demographics in Arizona.
Well, we've seen it changing for years, but unfortunately we haven't really, as Democrats, reaped the results of that because of the turnout of Hispanics and Latinos in Arizona has been well behind that of other ethnic groups and other people who trend towards Democrats. We're hoping this is a year where we really do see that kind of turnout and that Donald Trump's hateful message every day will motivate voters to turn out. We're seeing that across the country. Some of these special elections have had enormous turnouts in places that Republicans have won by 35 points. They've either lost or come close to losing. And so I think we could see this big wave in Arizona. And that's particularly the case with Kyrsten Sinema running as a Senate candidate. I think she's probably the strongest Senate candidate we've had since Dennis DeConcini.
John, you have seen so many changes in the Republican Party, and the changing demographics certainly are going to be a part of it.
Well, the changing demographics are, of course, always a factor. But I think it's very important to recognize that the Hispanics do not vote in as one. They're not like the blacks that have historically voted 92% for the Democrats. The Hispanics, the Republicans, according to the last numbers I saw, were something like 40% of the Hispanics were supportive of President Trump, for example. But numbers vary. I don't think that demographics is the whole game. I think that there's a lot of things that factor in. I do think it's about time the Democrats might be able to win something in Arizona. I mean, the Republicans control virtually every major seat, both houses of the legislature. So I won't be surprised if the Democrats pick up some seats. They're due, but I don't think it's going to be any kind of blue wave. It's one of those things where it's an off election year from a presidential year, and you're going to see people come out and vote who are unhappy with President Trump, for rightly or wrongly. It's easier to vote against something than it is to vote for something. And that's the problem the Republicans have across the country, is most of us are very, very happy with what President Trump is doing. That lulls you into a little bit of a sleep. The Democrats obviously are hysterical. I've never seen anything like the left-wing hysteria going on in the country, and they're motivated. And that's going to be I think that's a bigger factor than the demographic change. Look, demographics, I know that the Democrats are counting on what I would view, frankly, as a racist policy. They're going to get certain, they're working on certain ethnic groups. Republicans don't look at it that way, but we're holding our own. President Trump has better than doubled his support amongst blacks. He's picked up something like 16 points with Hispanics, according to the polls. But I do think that the Democrats are more motivated in this election, and I think that's a bigger factor than demographics.
Jeff, what do you think?
Well, President Trump has demonized Hispanics from the very opening of his presidential campaign through today. He's demonized African Americans. Whenever he attacks an African American, he calls them stupid or worse. So I think that he is doing more to harm the Republican Party than any president ever in the history of this nation. I think we're going to see enormous turnout because of Trump. And McSally's problem is that in order to win her primary, which I believe she probably will, she's having to really embrace Trump. And the tighter she wraps her arms around Trump, the harder it's going to be in a general election, because somehow she's going to have to move back to the center and somehow ignore Trump or she's going to get beat badly. And I don't know, as a political consultant, I'm not sure what I would tell her to do, but I think she's going to be able to prevail. And I think if I were advising her, I'd say don't embrace Trump so much right now.
Well, and it's interesting, because if Sheriff Arpaio, who has the polling shows got about 10-15%, right, if he had not gotten into this, Kelly Ward would be considered the front runner.
I think so. That's sort of what the polling's showing right now. If you add together the support of the two of them, it exceeds McSally's support right now. And I think Ward would probably be ahead, and it would be a dogfight to the finish line. But Arpaio has, you know, they're appealing to basically the same group of Republicans, I think. What do you think, John?
I think that's right. But the bottom line is, in my opinion, and I think in your opinion, Jeff, McSally's going to win the primary. And then you do a matchup between McSally and Sinema. Numbers I've seen is that McSally is about 4 points behind Sinema. That's manageable. And I think it'll be a very close race. It certainly won't be a blue wave. We've had Democratic senators before. You mentioned Dennis DeConcini. I do think that Kyrsten Sinema is the strongest, as you've said, the strongest candidate the Democrats have put up in decades since DeConcini.
And the other thing that is rather different than her is about her is that she has raised over $9 million. That is an unheard of amount of money for a Democratic statewide candidate in our history here. And she's piling the cash up. Wow. And so I don't know that the Republicans, even if they get some dark money from the Koch brothers or other people to attack her, I don't know if they can outrace her. I mean, she's just a formidable fundraiser.
Where is McSally in her fundraising?
I don't know.
Ideas?
She's got plenty of money. After some point in time in a statewide race,
you can only buy so many TV ads.
You can only buy so much.
or radio ads, we hope.
I think
McSally probably is around, and I'm guessing, we'd guess she's around $5 million. That's plenty of money to run a really good race.
Well, except she's having to spend a lot more of it focusing on a primary. And as you can see from the campaign so far, Kyrsten Sinema is ignoring her non-existent rival, and she's running a general election campaign right now.
Well, she is. There's no question.
There's no question. She's all of her ads are out there to appeal to independents and conservatives who might be, you know, tired of Trump. I mean,
yeah, but given that Sinema is out running a general election campaign, she's only 4 points ahead in the polls, and she hasn't had anybody coming after her yet. So I think Sinema has been riding a nice little wave where nobody's coming after her. In a general election, McSally will come after Sinema, and I think McSally can chip away, has a good chance of chipping away at those 4 points. I'm not predicting McSally will win. I think it's going to be very, very close. It's not going to be a blue wave.
Okay. We'll talk about the governor's race. That's an interesting race, certainly on the Democratic side, when we continue with our Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And, of course, after you've visited Moe's Gallery, how about heading to our favorite bakery, Mona's Danish, the home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open right now for lunch. Why not go by, have a great sandwich, and that bread that you will be served today came out of the oven just a couple of hours ago, and so many varieties of breads that Steve and his team of bakers do. It's really a great place. Swan and Sunrise, go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and all the great partners that we have on this program, all available links to all of their businesses at buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday during the noon hour for Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley has the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Also, college football season is here. A preview from Anthony Gimeno of All Sports Tucson, Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Back. It is the Monday political face-off. Jeff Rogers seated to my left, John Munger to my right, Mose Gowrie and Fine Framing, Fort Lowland Dodge and at MoseGowrie.com and on Facebook. Thank you, Mo, for your support over the years of our Monday political face-off. Mo enjoys, as do a lot of people, good conversation, political conversation, and we've got it for you today. We're going over some of these marquee races. We've not talked about the governor's race, Jeff. That's an interesting race. You've got a three-way primary. You've got two of the three candidates from Southern Arizona. So I think by the very nature of both being from Tucson, it hurts one of them.
I think it does.
Or maybe both.
I think that had Kelly Frayer not gotten into this race, it would be a dead heat between the other two candidates. But I think she's going to cut into the support for our other Southern Arizona candidate, Steve Farley. And that Garcia's got the edge there, I think. But, you know, and I like Steve. I think of the three people, Steve is probably the one most fit to sit in the governor's chair on day one and be a great governor. I think he's you know, all of that legislative experience he's got bodes well for him, but I'm not sure he's the best candidate to beat Ducey. If you want to sit in the governor's chair, you got to beat Ducey to get him out of it. And I think Garcia's statewide support might be a little bit stronger because of that, having run statewide 4 years ago for superintendent of public instruction. And he will always have that little asterisk next to his name, being the only statewide candidate to win Maricopa and Pima County and yet lose statewide. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of our state, going back to territorial days. But either way, they're all three outstanding candidates who would be great governors in my mind. And I think that Ducey's got his approval ratings are in the high 30s to low 40s right now. So he's eminently beatable. in theory. The problem is the same thing that happened with Fred Duvall the last time, is that he's going to attract an enormous amount of dark money that's going to come in here and slam the Democratic candidate with negative ads. And I'm not sure we'll be able to duplicate that kind of money that he was able to bring in 4 years ago. And that kind of money makes anybody a formidable candidate.
John, what do you think about Governor Ducey's chances?
I think he will win. I don't see
You're going to make that prediction
now. I don't have any doubt that Governor Ducey will win. I get a kick out of the Democrats' concept of dark money. They forget people like George Soros and all the people that contribute, Tom Steyer and all the people that contribute to the Democratic side. Of course, from their perspective, that's not dark money. Only Republican money is dark money. Putting that aside, I think Doug Ducey's done a fabulous job. I think the public thinks he's done a great job. He's going to be very tough to beat. He's one heck of a candidate, and he's got broad-based support across the state. I don't see any of the three Democratic candidates being able to beat him.
Well, there is going to be education on the ballot, Jeff. This is a referendum to block legislation expanding education savings accounts.
I think that's going to turn out a lot of people. I think this tax plan to sort of, to soak the rich tax plan is going to bring out a lot of voters who want to see that money spent on education. I think that, Donald Trump is going to motivate a lot of people. And I think Ducey could get swept away in what I do think will be a rather blue wave for Arizona. Whether we can win the Senate back, the state Senate, I don't know. That's a tough haul. I think we can get to a 15-15 tie, but I'm not sure we can get to a 16-14 Democratic edge in the Senate. House is a little heavier lift. We could do a little bit of damage there, but I don't think we can get to a majority there. So our best hopes are to have a Democratic governor and a 15-15 Senate, which would be interesting to see how that would work out. I worry that Catherine Miranda would caucus with the Republicans because she endorsed Ducey last time around, but she's running for Congress now, mm-hmm. So she won't be there. Yep. So that's one less Democrat that is unpredictable to be there.
And John, we've got a four-way primary in CD number two, mm-hmm. and we have a seven-way primary on the Democratic side.
Right. That's tough to call. I think Leah Marquez Peterson will win the Republican primary fairly handily. I don't have a clue who will win the Democratic primary. Probably Kirkpatrick, but it could be Matt Hines. I just think that that's going to be a very tough race. That's a tough district. The question is, Leah can win it if she campaigns strongly enough, but she's got to go out and aggressively campaign. Leah's such a nice person, and campaigning requires that you maintain your niceness, but you be aggressive. And we're going to have to see whether she has that aggressiveness. I think she can win it, but in any case, I'm just telling you, I don't see any big blue wave. Of course, the Democrats will maintain that if they win anything, there's a blue wave. But it's hard for them not to win something because right now they don't have anything. They'll win something. But it's not going to be any blue wave, and it's an off-year election. I do think, as I've said previously, the Democratic voters so far are more motivated than the Republican voters. And I think that's the biggest factor. The Republicans need to get out and vote.
And this beating up on each other, well, certainly Ann Kirkpatrick and Dr. Hines beating up on each other, that isn't helpful, is it, to Democrats?
No, it's not helpful. I tell you, what we were talking during the break, I said this was our seat to lose. 3 months ago, I would have guaranteed you that the Democrats would win this seat. But given what we've seen in the last 30 days of the negative ads run by both Hines and Kirkpatrick against each other, we could be trying to formulate a recipe to elect a Republican down there. And I'm very worried because of these negative ads. Now, Ann Kirkpatrick, much like cinema, is a formidable fundraiser. I mean, she can raise money like few other congressional candidates I've ever seen. And I think that probably gives her the edge in the primary, and it definitely makes her a formidable force. But, you know, what are the Heinz backers going to do? Some of these have been pretty low blows on both sides. Mm-hmm. And so are the Heinz people going to be so disgruntled that they leave that one blank? I mean, I look back to when Ron Barber lost the last election by just a few hundred votes. You know, there were probably more than that many votes of people who just did not vote at all in that race because they were irked at Ron for a few of the votes he cast that sort of would appeal to his base very much. And so, you know, I wonder if that phenomenon can repeat itself.
That is a very good point. Some may just stay home. Because
I don't think anybody's staying home this election year, but they might leave that race blank.
Leave it blank.
I don't think any Democrats are staying home. The question is how many Republicans go out and vote.
Right.
And that, to me, is the issue. It's not the demographics. Yeah. The demographics are equalizing, particularly nationwide. I think it's going to be a good year, a better year for Democrats than 2016, but I don't see any big blue wave.
Okay. Can't hardly be any worse, that's for sure.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Good discussion. I appreciate it very much. Have a great week. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook is presented our Monday political face-off with Jeff Rogers and John Munger. We will be right back with our monthly scam alert from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona right after this. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our monthly interview segment featuring our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau. Suzanne Miller is with us. Suzanne is the Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. And there is never a shortage of scams, is there?
No. So happy.
We have plenty of material to talk about. And we know about phishing scams. They've been around a long time, but what's the latest in that category?
Well, they're kind of switching it up a bit. And what we kind of like to say is it's like, as surfers and skiers say, go big or go home. And that's kind of exactly what the scammers are doing. They're kind of targeting lower level employees. Scammers can gain general access to a business's inner workings. So they're just kind of sitting there listening and watching. Because they've clicked on a link or something, and it's very silent. But by targeting high-level executives, the big fish, scammers can gain complete top-down access to all of the business's operations. So by watching this employee, they're kind of figuring out what's going on so they can go in for the big fish attack and really go for, you know, like CEO-level, you know, requests. So they really... they do the attack on management, and sometimes they call this whaling. So
whaling?
That's what we're going with, whaling.
Because they get the they get to the CEO that way,
right?
The big fish,
the Mr. Big Fish or Mrs. Big Fish,
and they go in the back door that way. So they, you know, some of the employees think they're getting something from the CEO. Well, yeah, I want to respond. You know,
mm-hmm,
you
got
to
yeah.
be careful.
Good employees are always responsive, right?
Right, right.
But the goal of them is to steal that sensitive information, like the financial data, personal details about their employees. The whaling attacks specifically target the senior management. So it could be not just the CEO, but the CFO. And they just basically have complete access to sensitive data. So that's the main target there.
Well, let's go over some of the tips for protecting and preparing for a potential whaling attack. Get out the harpoon.
Right, right. Well, and kind of how it works, too, is that the reason people think it's from the CEO is they make it look like it is. But if you move your mouse over the email address, it will show you the true address that it's coming from. And it's, you know, say it's the company address, it'll just be like CEO@gmail.com.
Ooh,
so, you know,
yeah.
There's your sign. So you really right. want your employees to be on the know as to what everyone's email addresses is. Have a list nearby. And when you get those emails, be wary of the short generic messages, because scammers, they won't write a long email. They don't want to waste their time. So they'll try to pass off something short and generic, which seems harmless, hoping that, you know, you'll quickly click on the, you know, whatever link they have in there and without thinking about it. The next thing you want to do is double check before clicking or downloading. So when I was talking about the mouse click, it's all about trying to inadvertently grant access to your computer accounts and information or unleash the malware on your system. So don't click on any links in your email. And think about how you share. Never send sensitive personal or proprietary information via email, regardless of who's asking you for it. I mean, just really think that through. And then watch out for emails to groups. So sending an email from the CEO to a staff or employee email list is the fastest way for a scammer to attack and affect an entire business. It could take you down. And set up processes. And this goes back to me talking about, you know, getting employees in the know. Make sure your company has a procedure for all requests involving sensitive information or payments. make sure that procedure is followed. For particularly wide-reaching requests or large payments, require employees to check with their manager first. And personally, I think any amount you want to check with a manager first. And really, depending on the size of your business, I would say, you know, check with your, everything should be run by the CFO as to whether, you know, you should be purchasing something on their behalf or, you know, doing mm-hmm. anything. It's just really important.
And it's very important, too, to let the BBB know if you're getting calls from scammers, because that information then goes to your scam tracker.
Ah, you're the best, Phil. You are the best. You're so smart. Yes, exactly. That is exactly what we want them to do. The BBB scam tracker is really, really important. In fact, we're going to have a segment on KVOA Wednesday night about how to use this BBB scam tracker and its value and why it's so important. Because, you know, scammers are always changing their strategies. And it's important to stay educated on how they're, you know, attacking you.
What is this with puppies? A puppy scam.
Oh, puppies.
I hate that to happen.
I know.
As you know, I'm a huge fan of animal welfare issues, and mm-hmm. this breaks my heart.
Doesn't it? I know. So this, the newest scam.
These scammers will really, they'll stoop to every imaginable new low.
Right. You think, oh, nobody would be that low.
Oh, let's go for puppies. That'd do it to people.
Right. Like, how could somebody say no to that? Oh, and it's really, it's about rescuing puppies. So these puppy scams are now targeting people who want to rescue a dog, not just purchase a dog through a breeder. So if you're looking to adopt a dog, we really want you to use extreme caution with the online services. This is just really big because everyone has a big heart when it comes to adopting a dog, right? And you find an organization or an individual online wanting to rehome a puppy, and your heart just melts. And
of course.
So you message them for more information and receive this, like, great, convincing, heart-tugging backstory. In fact, in one recent Scam Tracker report, a scammer claimed to be looking for a new home for her English bulldog because they discovered her son had pet allergies. So, you know, like, of course you would believe that.
Yeah.
But, you know, although this scam mostly involves dogs, it can also involve, you know, cats and other pets. So just stay aware.
So how does this one work?
Well, usually the scammer...
Where do the scammers get their money out of this one?
Right, and because it's online, here's the big deal. It's like the real estate scam where you don't see the property before you rent it. It's the same thing here. The scammer doesn't charge an adoption fee, but they do request payment to ship the pet to your home.
Oh, here we go.
So here's the online piece.
Here's the
hook. They're not in your neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. So they have to ship it to you. So most scammers ask you to wire the money or send it in a prepaid debit card or gift card. I mean, those are red flags. And then after shipping the pet, problems, you know, arise.
Of course.
Oh, wow. Common scenarios include the emergency vet visits that they had or additional shipping fees. The scammers ask for more money to resolve the problems, and they'll promise to refund it after the pet is delivered.
Oh, don't tell me they say that if you don't come through, they put the pet on basically a death sentence.
Exactly. Like, and nobody wants to do that to an animal, right? And if you already have the heart to adopt, that will get you. So, you know, but the thing of it is the dog never existed. So that's the big piece there.
Well, I guess one of the lessons is never buy or adopt a pet without seeing the animal in person.
Absolutely. The same goes for real estate. The same goes for the online romance scam. Like,
yeah,
see the person, place, or thing in person first.
And how about an internet search for the pet's image?
Yeah, I didn't know you could do this. But if you copy and paste that picture and do a search, you can actually find... Well, hopefully you won't, but if you find that multiple pet adoption sites are using the same picture, it's probably a scam because, you know, they're reusing that image and that dog is not going to be on all of those sites. So.
And again, this gets into these be cautious with these prepaid debit or gift cards and the wire transfers.
Right, because you can't get your money back on those. I mean, it's gone. So if you can't pay with a credit card, which then, you know, you can, you know, dispute that. But wire transfers, they're gone.
Now, you said there'll be a piece on KVOA coming up on Channel 4.
Right. Yeah. So that's going to be about the BBB scam tracker, so you can report the scams, and that's at 10 o'clock.
And you also said, you were telling me before we went on about Nogales.
Yeah. So we're really trying to do more outreach in Nogales. Mm-hmm. And our director of operations, Denise Alvarez, she's fantastic. And she has been going down to Nogales in doing live segments with Maxima 99.1 on, you know, BBB mm-hmm. services and consumer services. And they're going to be there on the 23rd at 11:30. So you can listen in and also, you know, learn more about BBB. But it's all in Spanish.
Okay. At least, though, there is this outreach to all of our friends down in Santa Cruz County, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we cover all of Southern Arizona.
I know you do.
So we're trying to do our best. You know, we have a small staff, but we're really trying hard to reach all of those areas.
A small but very efficient staff, Suzanne Miller. You guys do a great job. And by the way, I'm still getting calls from people telling me, this is the an attorney with the IRS, and you better pay up, or we're going to send you to jail.
Mm-hmm. Threatening, intimidation.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Call this 800 number. I mean, it's such and the audio quality is so bad. I mean, it's
so many red flags.
Oh, man. Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure. And where can people, again, get more information about the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona?
I would highly recommend going to bbb.org. And we have more information about our services, our scam trackers at the top of the screen. You just click on that. And if you go to our geo landing page, you can see all of our local stories as well. So it's all information, and you can call our office at 888-6161.
Great resource at the BBB. Thank you, Suzanne. Have a great week.
Thanks, Bill. You as well.
All right.
Get your tickets now for Arizona Wildcats football. Kevin Sumlin leads the program into a new era, and we want you to be part of it. Season tickets start at the new low price of $70 for all 7 home games. Flex packs, group tickets, and single game tickets are also on sale. The new era of Arizona football starts September 1st when the Wildcats take on BYU at Arizona Stadium. Get your tickets today at arizonawildcats.com/FB or call 621-CATS.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies, as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I want to tell you about two of our great sponsors, Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River and just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all your gardening needs. They're on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Dr. Mark Sykes of the Planetary Science Institute, I always ask you about whether you have a green thumb, and you say you enjoy green things, but you don't really do much gardening.
I don't, because I don't like killing things.
There you go. Green Things is now the home to Zocalo, which has all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. They used to be over near Broadway and Country Club. Well, they're now over on the 13-acre site of Green Things. So not only can you do all your shopping for your nursery in the garden, but you'll have all that great merchandise in your home from Zocalo. Also, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, 3-hour drive from Tucson. They're a great sponsor of ours. We send so many visitors, Mark, over to that beautiful area of the southwestern New Mexico. When I was over there, I couldn't believe how beautiful the stars look over there in that kind of that dark
zone.
Yeah,
when it's really dark. It's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It is fantastic. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. It's a great starting place for the complete listing of places to stay and many recreation opportunities, like visiting the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument just north of Silver City. Dr. Mark Sykes is the CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, which, by my calculation, since it started in 1972, is in its 46th year.
Yes.
You know how I...
Good math.
How do I know it was... It's easy for me because that's the year Ann and I were married.
Oh.
In May of 1972, about the same time PSI was being created.
Yep.
As a nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Mark Sykes, one of our wonderful contributors, he's one of 24 people who we rely on. We're honored to have as part of the team. And Mark, it's always good to see you.
Great to be here.
And there's never a shortage of outer space, or how about this one? News from out of this world.
Yes.
And actually, over the weekend, the NASA Parker Solar Probe lifted off, and the payload, or the rocket, I was reading in the New York Times, was like one of the largest rockets ever used to get this thing into space.
Yeah, you got to kill a lot of velocity to get in near the sun.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, they're also using Venus to slow down the orbit, to drop it, you know, further into the sun.
Yeah, because Venus would be obviously the first port of call the way to our star, to the sun. Do we know a lot about the sun, or is that one of the areas that maybe has been lacking in research?
You know, we've studied a lot, and we don't know as much as we should. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating object, and it we do consider it in the solar system at PSI. And and this probe is going to be going 1/10 of the distance of Mercury. You know, just 3.9 million miles or so outside the sun. It's going to be reaching temperatures, you know, outside its shield of like 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Now consider that lead melts at about 620, and steel melts at 1510 degrees Fahrenheit. This is going to be, so they got this really amazing kind of carbon foam shield that's only 4 inches thick.
Wow.
And it's going to protect this spacecraft that would otherwise, frankly, evaporate.
Well, of course, and you got to keep the instruments cool. And so this is really cutting-edge technology they're using to cool this stuff down.
Yeah. No, and they're going to be studying the magnetic fields, the energetic particles there to understand the environment around the sun to help understand how the sun works. In fact, I was just telling you about a scientist of ours just made a discovery by analyzing radio signals coming back from the Messenger spacecraft before it was crashed, and that went through behind a coronal mass ejection and discovered something that had never been seen before, evidence of more energetic particles forming reconnections than behind this thing, which could have a profound impact on our understanding of the effects of these things at the Earth in terms of the geomagnetic storms that they can give rise to, you know, failure of power grids and things like that.
So we may have more energy from the sun than we had previously thought.
Well, in these episodic events, we have the sunlight that we see, you know, that radiation.
Mm-hmm.
But these are kind of big bubbles of particles that get ejected from the sun, and sometimes they get injected in the direction of the Earth.
And that happened, Dr. Sykes, in 1859. One of those explosions made a direct hit on Earth, disrupting telegraph wires in America and Europe. Well, if it had happened, or if it does happen now, it's going to be a lot more disruptive than the telegraph wires.
Well,
we could knock out all of the grids of our power grids.
But there's things that are done to help mitigate that.
Tell me about it.
Capacitors. You put it in there so you don't get the surges
and
such. So there are protective things that, knowing that this phenomenon is out there, we can mitigate its effect.
Well, that's going to be a very interesting mission. Let's see, it's going to do 24 orbits of the sun, and that mission should be completed in 2025. But we'll be probably getting information very soon. Well, Venus will be the first stop.
Right. I can't remember.
Well, they're not stopping in Venus.
They're flying past it.
It will slow them down a little bit. What's going on with your favorite planet? And that's Pluto. And you've done so much work concerning Pluto over your amazing career.
Well,
determining the temperature of Pluto.
Now that
I would guess it's cold, but you were a little more specific in your research.
Right. but no, that was a long time ago.
I'm
having some fun right now because NASA's saying, okay, New Horizons have flown down past Pluto and Charon and revealed absolutely stunning worlds. You know, active, geologically active, ice flows, you know, mountains and things, atmospheres, on Pluto. And they've been putting out a thing saying, well, what's next? And so some people have been talking about an Earth orbit or a Pluto orbiter, but the design for that I've seen from a JPL study is like you stack together some RTGs and you kind of limp out there and you put a small amount of instrumentation around the planet. And it's like, well, now wait a minute. 17 years ago, I PI'd a mission.
Mm-hmm.
That to put an orbiter.
You were the principal
Pluto.
Investigator.
Yes. Oh,
17
sorry, yes.
years ago. Yes.
And we were using a uranium nuclear reactor to power nuclear electropropulsion and send out over 2,600 kilograms of material with 60 kilograms of instruments, including ice penetrating radar and all that. So when you get out there, not only do we have all the instruments we want, but we also had 84,000 watts of power. You know, and so maybe it's like, well, should we melt a hole here or melt a hole there?
How about the power source this time around?
Well, I'm looking at a similar thing. Los Alamos is developing some 100-kilowatt reactors now. I'm kind of surprised that nobody's been talking about this kind of mission in the last 17 years. And so now me and a group of people are working to kind of say, hey, maybe our ambitions need to be a little more interesting. And in fact, it took 9.5 years for New Horizons to get from Earth to fly by Pluto. Our, what I call Tombaugh-class orbiter could be put in orbit in 7.5 years from launch. And these other dwarf planets beyond Pluto, like Haumea, Makemake, you know, possibly Eris, Quarar, that are also planets, ice planets out there, that I'm thinking that we've got to run the simulations, but I'm thinking that we could probably get orbiters around them within 10 years from launch.
Wow.
And so this is just blowing open the door to a whole potential new era of outer solar system exploration.
Did I hear you say there's a planet out there, a near-Earth object named Makemake?
No, it's not a near-Earth object. It's like way not a near-Earth object. But is that Makemake?
Oh, Maki.
Maki. No. It's not tuna fish.
Okay, it's Maki. All right. Mark Sykes, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to your next visit here. And I urge everyone to go to psi.org.
No!
Oh, edu, excuse me.
psi.edu.
I'm sorry.
You're going to have to change your script.
I know. But I do that just to make sure people realize that I'm human.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah,
it's not a machine here speaking to you.
Perfection is so difficult to deal
psi.edu
with.
psi.edu is the website. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray, help him out, Ray Allen, together 4 to 6. Then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 9. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you in the saddle. And we will do it again at 12:04 during the noon hour. On behalf of Dr. Mark Sykes and Ray Allen, we hope you have a great afternoon and evening.